This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Spring flowering bulbs such as tulips, daffodils, and crocus should be planted in early to late fall to give them enough time to root before winter. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says now is a good time to select and purchase bulbs and conduct a soil test. Greg, may be a little early to actually be planting spring flowering bulbs, but a good time to really be thinking about what you want to purchase and making those purchases.
That's right. Of course, we want to get the best bulbs that we can, and so maybe shopping early if you're going to a retail store would be ideal. Those flowers are in that bulb that you purchase, and so the bigger the bulb, the bigger flower show you're going to get from that. So if that's important to you, you may want to seek out the biggest bulbs. If you're on a more of a budget situation, the smaller ones are okay. They may take a year or two to really develop. They should have flowers no matter what, as long as you get them in the ground and everything goes well as far as nature is concerned. It's just the size and what you're really looking for in your landscape.
What are we looking at primarily in terms of what people might purchase here in Kansas? What's maybe the most popular?
I would say probably the tulips are very popular as far as the colors that they come in and the range of different petal development. There's all kinds that look frilly or your typical tulip bulb. So lots of options there. The one precaution I'd put on that is not only do we love them, but some of our wildlife like to feed on those flower bulbs as well, whether it be in the ground or as the flower comes up. I'm thinking of deer in particular. I can no longer plant tulips in my landscape because of the wildlife issue that can develop. So you just need to take that into consideration. But narcissus or daffodils is the direction I've gone, because at least deer don't seem to prefer those. Your range of colors from white to yellow is kind of your limitation on those situations. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for and what inputs you want to include as far as wildlife management or other factors that may come into play.
Are there different varieties within there so that you can get different colors?
Yeah, so all these flowers have developed over time, and so you get a wide range of colors, whether it be narcissus or tulips. Crocus are a wonderful flower, one of the earliest ones that come up, sometimes making us feel like spring is close by. So these are options. The hyacinth bulbs are pretty common and very fragrant as well. Those work at least for the first year very well. The second year, they may not be as tight or the same looking flower to them for our growing conditions, but there's lots of options there. Again, when you're purchasing bulbs, look for the big one if you want. And of course, we want something that is kind of a solid bulb when you pick it up and feel it, and also something that doesn't have a lot of mold or something that's maybe growing on the skin.
Would we also still have time to do a soil test?
That would be great. There's kind of reference information about using a 5-10-5 of flower bulb type of fertilizer when you plant, and that's if your soil is needing that. We're fortunate here in most of Kansas that we don't require, or the soil doesn't need those. They're already there, so it's kind of a more of an option thing. Soil test is great before you plant anything to know exactly what our soil has, and so you're not polluting the environment by adding that 5-10-5 if fertilizer if you don't need it.
And does that go to the extension office and then to the lab, or just directly to the lab?
Yeah, so hopefully you bring it to the extension office. Oftentimes we have some discounts that can save you a little bit of money. It just routes a little bit easier if you bring it to our office and it goes up to the K-State lab, which will do their test. But they like to route that information back to the local office. So in case there's something that needs tweaked, that way it can be the best information given out to the consumer.
You mentioned there may be an amendment needed, and that's fairly simple to do.
It is, and typically what we'd like to do is, so these bulbs don't like wet feed, if you will, or a very tight soil, and so adding compost or some type of organic matter mixed into that soil would probably be the first thing I would want to do, and then maybe soil test if that's necessary, but oftentimes our soil has the nutrients, so just adding that pore space with organic matter will really help out the survival rate of our bulbs.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on selecting and planting spring flowering bulbs. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.